And the NFL has a new personal conduct policy, but not everyone is happy about it. The Players Union issued a statement yesterday after NFL owners approved the policy, saying they should have been able to collectively bargain over such an important issue. The new policy follows the headlines this season, the way the league handled running backs Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson. Rice, who knocked his then-fiancée unconscious in a casino elevator. Peterson, who used a switch to punish his young son. Essentially, the new policy means NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell will not be both judge and jury. He defended the policy after yesterday's vote.
This is the product of consultation with more than 150 experts on domestic violence, sexual assault, and violent crime. The policy is comprehensive, it is strong, it is tough.
Mike Pesca here, now sports analyst and host of the podcast The Gist at Slate.com, is here. So, Mike, who will be judge and jury if not Goodell?
Well, he's going to name an outside expert. He will select the expert. The expert is said to have credentials in the field of law enforcement. And one is to presume that the expert will not break with what Roger Goodell has been, which is a very tough justice. I mean, that's why the NFL has created this policy. It wasn't really it was created in light of the Ray Rice situation. It wasn't really created because sometimes they were too tough and sometimes they were too lenient. It was created because in this one case, they were too lenient, and the NFL sees itself, and Roger Goodell certainly sees itself in his role as tough, as being as tough a punisher as he can in all the situations that he can.
Well, presumably this will bring more transparency, because the other aspect of Roger Goodell handling the whole thing is that nobody really knows what goes on.
Right. And so there are more clearly delineated penalties. So one of the problems, a bit of a conundrum, was, well, how do we punish these guys when the criminal justice system, you know, in the case of Ray Rice, had a suspended sentence? Same thing with the case of Adrian Peterson. Similarly, you know, no jail time. And so he consulted with NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton. He consulted with former LAPD Commissioner Bernard Parks. He consulted with all these women's groups and Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And part of this was he even consulted with the NFL Players Association, which is odd to lump them in with all these outsiders, but that's fine. And so they decided that even if the law doesn't come down with a punishment, or if justice drags its feet, that the NFL can come out with some extrajudicial punishment. But he's there. He's the appeals process. He's appointing whoever the you know, judge, jury, and executioner will be. We're not going to have a real break from a sense of pretty tough justice that the NFL has endorsed so far.
Because can't he also decide not to appoint somebody?
Well, he can. I mean, he has, of course, written himself, and they've written the league every bit of latitude. So even though they have these guidelines, you know, most of them have this asterisk that says, or whatever the NFL deems important. The
right.
Words officially, a press release, called this robust, thorough, and formal. And Roger Goodell called it clear, formal, consistent, and transparent. It is notable to me that the word formal appears in both those lists, because that's what the NFL loves. They love formalities. Their entire league is rigid. They will find someone for having the wrong color shoelaces, and they want a formal process. They feel better when they're buttressed by a formal process. And what they always do is they think about the last thing. Like, this was a huge case, and ESPN even revealed this week that some of the things that Roger Goodell claimed, like the office had requested from Atlantic City prosecutors, tape of Ray Rice beating his wife, that actually was not true. But they're addressing the last thing. And what about the new thing that comes down the line? They are rigid. They are formal. I don't know if they are flexible and wise, but those don't seem to be ideals that the NFL wants. They'd rather just embrace formality.
Mike Pesca, a host of the daily podcast The Gist, and here now sports analyst, will keep an eye on this one. Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome.